Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Today, I wanted to jump right in because I was fascinated by a new study Adam shared with me in your writer's room. Each week, I meet with Adam and Daniel. I share with them things I'm reading and questions I'm hearing from people in our Pump app or on social media. Adam will talk about the different studies he's been reading, what people are overlooking, and where people are getting misled. Daniel will tell me all about the community, what stories he thinks I should share, and usually how much he deadlifted. This weekend, Adam told me about a study that probably deserves more attention than it will get. If you ever wonder why it's so easy to regain weight, this breakthrough study makes it clearer than ever why weight loss is truly a mind game. Research suggests your brain fights against weight loss and increases your desire to eat more calories. Your brain has a survival mechanism designed to help maintain fat storage. Think of it this way. Your body likes balance. So when you burn more calories, your body tells you to eat more calories, and the more calories you cut and more weight you lose, the more your body cranks up the feeling that you need to eat more. The scientists built a mathematical model to show how powerful this is and found that for every 2 pounds you lose from dieting, your brain tells your body to eat another 80 to 100 calories. Your metabolism slows down when you lose weight because it's based on body size. The smaller your body, the less energy you burn to fuel it. But unlike earlier beliefs, the change in your metabolism is not enough to explain why your weight plateaus. And the answer is that your brain makes it so difficult. Interestingly, the brain hunger effect when taking the new age weight loss medications like Wegovy and Ozempic is less, and your brain only demands 48 extra calories for every 2 pounds lost. For comparison, bariatric surgery reduced your brain's food craving to 58 calories for every 2.2 pounds. This is one reason the new drugs and surgery are so effective. They change how your brain speaks to your body during weight loss. So on the medication, it's easier to continue dropping calories. You can see how easily this adds up when dieting. If you lose 10 pounds, your body could be telling you to consume an extra 500 calories daily to offset the loss. This is why in the study, participants were trying to cut 800 calories per day from their diet, but because of these brain changes, as they lost weight, they could only eat about 200 fewer calories per day. This does not mean weight loss is hopeless. In fact, we've seen hundreds of people in the Pump app lose anywhere from 10 to 100 pounds over the last year and keep it off. The first thing to know is it takes time for the weight loss plateaus to kick in. On average, it happens after about 12 months, meaning if you can stay consistent and weight loss is your goal, you can drop a lot of weight. Prior research shows that taking the slow and steady route can delay the weight loss plateau for up to 3 years. The key is knowing that your hunger will increase, and cutting calories endlessly is harder. That's why cutting calories gradually can be more effective, and eating more foods with protein and fiber can make a big difference because they fight against these brain changes to help you feel fuller for longer. Now let's shift topics and talk about food. What do you get when you combine a love of protein, a member of the village, and one of my favorite parties in Austria, a partnership that is as organic as my love of the pump? Schala and Weber is a New York City icon, serving up meats since 1937 and cornering the market on charcuterie and Bavarian-style meats. Every year, the biggest party of the year in Austria is all about Weisswurst, that delicious white meat sausage. It's a meat everybody eats together to celebrate. And there's an art to enjoying it. You cut down the side of the sausage, peel it, and then eat it with delicious mustard. Bavarian Weisswurst is a true old world sausage. everyday celebration goers can be found by the thousands enjoying it with a sweet Bavarian style mustard and an authentic beer. Replicating the original style, Schala and Weber Weisswurst is a finely ground mix of pork flavored with parsley and mildly spiced. This sausage will turn every meal into an Oktoberfest celebration. There are very few producers in America who make a true Bavarian style meat, and it's truly delicious. Schala and Weber have numerous gold medals to prove they are one of the best at what they do. Their quality has earned awards in both Germany and Austria. And I love that they combine their old school recipes with new school values. The meats are made with humanely raised, vegetarian-fed, antibiotic-free meat and with no artificial ingredients, so you can treat yourself and feel good about it. Schala and Weber also make delicious grab and go salami sticks we've been enjoying. As a member of the positive corner of the internet, use the code PUMPCLUB20 on anything in their store to get 20% off. Visit schalaandweber.com and use the code PUMPCLUB20. Once you try the food, you'll understand why I had to tell you about it. Speaking of not fearing red meat, the first rule of reading health headlines is to make sure you don't overreact. This goes for anything, but especially nutrition research. You might see articles insisting any amount of red meat is bad for you, but a few swaps might be all it takes to plot a better path for improved heart health. Research suggests eating more nuts, whole grains, and legumes could reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. The question of red meat reduction is more about what's going on underneath the hood. Some scientists recommend reducing red meat because of the relationship between red meat consumption and LDL cholesterol, specifically ApoB levels, a key indicator of cardiovascular disease. Some research shows you can eat lean red meat in a fiber-filled diet and have low LDL. However, that same research suggests the more meat you eat, the more your LDL increases. In the more recent study, researchers followed participants' health for an average of 19 years, analyzed their foods, and examined correlations to disease. They found that replacing one serving of low-quality processed meat, think hot dogs, with a serving of whole grains, nuts, or legumes could reduce your risk of cardiovascular or coronary heart disease by up to 36%. The research did not say you could never eat processed or red meat. Instead, it's about eating higher quality options, limiting the ultra-processed foods, and eating more foods loaded with fiber. If you're unsure whether you should include red meat in your diet or how much you might want to cut back, we recommend getting a blood test. It's the most accurate way to know your risk. Finally, lots of supplements claim to boost testosterone, but the reality is very few deliver actual results. One popular supplement, deer antler velvet, claims it can boost a hormone that plays a role in muscle growth. Let's ignore that most research suggests that benefits only occur in mice. Research suggests that to see results that would help you build more muscle, you would need to take 25 million nanograms per day. Meanwhile, the average bottle of deer antler velvet contains 3,000 to 5,000 nanograms. In other words, even if it did hypothetically make a difference, there's no way to take enough of the supplement to boost your hormones. That's why we appreciated a video floating around on Instagram with Chris Williamson interviewing our friend Dr. Peter Attia, where he said, "I don't think there is a better way to naturally increase your testosterone than adequate sleep and reduction of cortisol stress." In other words, you could spend all your time spending money or buying expensive supplements that do little to nothing, or you could invest in doing a behavior that will not only boost testosterone, but also will help brain and cardiovascular health, improve hunger, boost recovery, and help cognition and mood. And before you underestimate the role of sleep, the good doctor estimates that improving rest and chilling out could improve testosterone by up to 300 to 400 nanograms per deciliter. And for the record, that is an incredible improvement. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.